In 2002, when the British rock band Coldplay were on tour with their second album, Rush of Blood to the Head, frontman Chris Martin said, "I just want to make the best music of all time with my best friends." Well, over that time, Coldplay, with Johnny Buckland on guitar, Guy Berryman on bass, and Will Champion on drums, has become one of the biggest rock groups in history. Here's a track from their new album. Every Teardrop is a Waterfall from Coldplay's new album, Milo Xyloto. Chris Martin and Will Champion join us in our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for that extraordinarily over-the-top introduction. Well, I mean, you'd expect, you know, the president to walk in.
Well, are those, 9 and 10 years later, are those still your thoughts?
The friends bit is more true than ever, because a band's only unique thing is its chemistry. Especially if none of you are prodigious players or particularly handsome, so the one thing you have is your uniqueness. So we really hold on to that.
With respect, I want to ask you about the title of this album, because the first time I saw it, Milo
Xyloto,
X Y L O T O. My instinctive reaction was that sounds like an ointment you use when you get a rash.
And in many countries, it is. What it is an attempt to have a completely fresh start from our history and from anyone else's recording history by coming up with a sort of two new words, as it were, which, of course, for a while will seem a little pretentious or ridiculous. We were thinking about things like Google and Pepsi, which those were also words that made no sense. For a while.
I think you'd get sued if you tried to go.
No, but you know what I'm saying? So we're just trying to be...
Oh, I see. When they were invented, yeah. It made no sense.
So although it's silly, it's what it had to be. We now have to sort of apologize for it for a couple of months. But then eventually it will just settle into being the name of that particular group of songs.
Let's listen to another song from your new album, and this is Us Against the World.
Oh, morning, come burst in the clouds, amen. Lift off this blindfold, let me see again. And bring back the water, let your ships roll in. And my heart, she left a hole.
We keep most of our troubles to ourselves as a band, but one of the group was having some difficulties, and it's about trying to help your friend through the troubles of being in a rock band. But it's also like a basic love song. All of our songs are really love songs underneath somewhere.
My drunken as a Daniel in a lion's den, and tonight I know it all has to begin again. So whatever you do, don't let go. And if we could float away, fly up to the surface and just start again, and lift off before trouble just erodes us in the rain, just erodes us in the rain, just erodes us and see roses in the rain.
Do we get this right, Mr. Champion, that you only started playing drums when you met Chris and the rest of the guys?
Pretty much, yes. Certainly playing drums in earnest. Occasionally I would play drum kit at school, so I occasionally sat behind that, but I played guitars and keyboards and things like that. And when my three friends were starting a band, they needed a drummer, and my flatmate at the time had some drums in our house, and he was a very gifted drummer, and they came over to record the drums on some early demos. And when the time came to record them, my flatmate disappeared and went to the pub. So I volunteered my services to play on one song.
I mean, it sort of sounds a little Hollywood, but it was like boom, 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 boom. He's in.
It was the most lazy and technically inept fill-in that I could have possibly managed.
No, but it was great.
But it was, you know, like Chris says, going back to the early thing, it's not always about being a prodigious talent or being the most gifted. It's just about the chemistry, and I think that was something that happened at that moment.
Let's listen to another song, if we could. This one, Major Minus. Coldplay, Major Minus, from their new album. Now, was this song inspired by a Cormac McCarthy book?
Yeah, The Road, which Will told me to read. So, yes, was the answer.
Fantastic book. The song kind of comes in the running order of the album, and it's at a place where the threat needs to be established, and so it's...
It's the bad guy of the record, which is why Will does lead vocals. it's our first song with someone else on lead vocals.
Well, it's kind of shared lead vocal duties.
Well, it is really.
It's an amalgamation of mine and Chris's voices.
To make a strange and horrible beast.
So fabulously successful. Is there anything anybody, critic, commentator, can say that pierces you?
There's not much they say that can't pierce us. I mean, we're humans. I mean, you've been very sweet, but we're not as successful as the Beatles or the Eagles or any of the other nature-based groups. Sometimes we have criticism that is very constructive. Although it's painful at the time, most of the things that people have said about us negatively, some of them are true and you can work on, and the ones that you don't agree with, you don't work on.
I think it polarises you. It makes you examine your kind of insecurities and sometimes unearth something that you secretly feel yourself, or it makes you totally resolve to disagree with that opinion, and it's like it reinforces your kind of self-belief. So I think it's inevitable and in some ways can be useful.
Let me ask you about the collaboration on this album with Rihanna. As a matter of fact, let's listen to a little bit of Princess in China. Once upon a time we're burning bright, now all we ever seem to do is fight. On and on, and on and on and on. Once upon a time on the same side, once upon a time on the same side. Now, Chris Martin, I've read accounts that say that you were a little nervous and tongue-tied when approaching Rihanna about this.
Well, I love Rihanna's voice so much. And she's intimidating. You know, well, I mean, girls in general are intimidating. If you add in the sort of being a big pop star with an amazing voice, it makes it trebly so. But I wasn't so intimidated that eventually we didn't get in contact.
What are collaborations like, Will?
I think with the Rihanna thing, Chris wrote this song very much with her in mind, and we tried, you know, all kinds of different approaches to it, and we kind of got it as good as we could in our studio, and then we put it in a box with a ribbon on and said, and gave it to,
well,
gave it to her.
Well, first I went to see her in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm very used to sitting on a piano and playing Will or Johnny or Guy a new idea and saying, what do you think, shall we work on it? So I thought, well, I'd better go and see Rihanna and play her the song on the piano. And I was so nervous about doing that. for some reason, the smaller an audience gets, the more intimidated you feel. It's harder to sort of put on that rock star-y persona. You know, when there's a big audience, you just slip into performance mode and it's completely natural. But you would feel like an idiot if you did that in front of one or three people.
Chris Martin and Will Champion joining us here in New York. Their new album, Milo Xyloto.
Very nice.
Out next week.
Thank you, sir.
You can hear more songs from Coldplay's new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's so cool, so cool. See, I wish I'd try to tear us apart.